Bob, unfortunately, whichever repeater you're using, you were started off way down in the noise, and that it faded out completely. You lost the link. Now you want to try it again?
Supervisors, but I have since learned that they will eventually be used
supervisors. They will be a general operations channel for the borough, or the half borough in the case of Brooklyn and Queens. So they haven't officially started using them for the trucks yet. It's still in sort of a testing mode, but that is how they're going to be used. There is one emergency response frequent talk group on there. I'm told that there will be at least a couple of special events type of talk groups for things like when they have, let's say, the Puerto Rican Day Parade or something like that. But it's actually this way they don't tie up the borough channel for normal operations, and they use this special event talk group for that event. They could have several hundred sanitation crew and trucks and street sweepers and everything else in operation for the parade, but rather than go crazy and tie up the whole borough channel, they'll use one of these special event talk groups. So that's what I understand is the process once they decide to go active with this. I have been hearing a lot of testing on a group of talk groups, starting with 4496 and going all the way out to 5408. And every 16, you know, like 4496, 4512, 4528, there was testing that was being done around noontime on May 28th. There was some yesterday. I think some of these are going to be used. Some of these are going to be used for the EMS administrative stuff that's on the 800 system now. Not sure which one's going to be which, but that's the feeling that I get from some of the things that are said during the testing. They've been doing a lot of simulcasting of things like DEP and Taxi Limousine Commission down to the 6,000 range. What's interesting is yesterday on 6256, I heard somebody on there calling themselves Battalion 12 on Newitt Channel 10. So I don't know if that's a permanent thing or just a temporary designator in the radio. So you may want to plug that in. The approach that I'm using to discover some of this stuff is that after the radio is programmed, like Bob just said he did with the 106, is to put it into search ID mode. And every time I've identified a talk group, I lock it out. This way I'm not disturbed by it going forward. And at this point, the radio stands quiet most of the day unless there is some testing going on, some of these newer talk groups. One thing I do leave unlocked is up in the 48,000 range. There's some P25 talk groups up there, which seem to be used by Dewitt staff as they're running around doing their testing. Yesterday they were having some signal leakage problems in Queens that they were having an issue with and trying to contact various parties to try and resolve it. So, you know, listening to some of this, you know, gives you a little clues. So, for at this point, if you want to, you know, be the detective, so to speak, just leave the radio in search ID mode, lock out the ones that have been identified, and then, you know, just jot down your notes on what else you hear. Personally, I'm using scan control software hooked up to the radio so that automatically gets logged and put into an Excel spreadsheet so I then can analyze and weed out dupes, see how long the transmission has been, how often they transmit, the total number of hits for the day, and then I just dump it all into a database. So, a little organization goes a long way in figuring out what you're up against. Okay, let's move on down the list. Next one up is Phil, W2LIE, N2NOB.
Okay, N2NOV, 3Sully. Just real quick, how is the signal in tonight, seeing that NASA is unlinked? I have no idea what speed I'm using, so just a quick report.
And so far, so good. Audio is just a little bit low, but you're okay.
Okay, very good. Yeah, low audio with the microphone. A lot of complaints about it. A couple things coming up this week. Suffolk County Medcom is now moving up to Talk Group. The standard Medcom, I guess, is already on there, but this is the VHF stuff is now going up. They call the West is Talk Group 2448, and the East will be 2416. The reports are that the West has been active as of June 1st, and the way I break it down is West would be Suffolk County Fire Divisions 1 through 5, and the East will be Suffolk County Fire Divisions 6 through 10. Again, this is replacing the VHF frequency of 154.415, but their EMS pages will still go out on the standard VHF. I got another one before I break. This Saturday is the Belmont Stakes race in Belmont, Nassau County, right on the Queens border. I've been trying to put some frequencies together. Want to put a live feed again at this event, and so far I've been looking at Nassau County Police Department TAC 2, some Nassau County Police Auxiliary frequencies. They did some traffic during the Loyal Marathon, so they'll probably be doing traffic control for that. Elmont Field Patrol, I don't know how active they will be on that one. They tend to do securities at night. NYRA, the New York Racing Association, I'm assuming it's low power frequency. I did put a post on Radio Reference, and so far there's some feedback on that one. And I got one more piece. I went back this week to start trying to decode the Nassau County Police new P25 system. I had no luck yesterday or today to get Pro96Com to receive any data out of my Pro2096. It cannot sync with the system, so I switched over to Unitrunker onto a TAP radio. I can listen to Suffolk County Motorola system just fine and decode the system. I'm unable to decode the Nassau County EDAX system or the Nassau County P25 system. The last time I used the software, I was able to decode the Nassau system, both of them. So I don't know if something has changed on either their end or my end, but I have no reason why I wouldn't be able to decode it. Any suggestions that would be helpful, and if everybody else out there can decode, I would appreciate some help trying to get any news on Nassau County system. But that's all I have this week, and right after this will be the Bethpage golf course. Black golf course will be the U.S. Open PGA Tour. So that will be next week, I guess, discussion. So be well, I.E. back to next.
Okay, so a couple of quick questions. One on the Suffolk County new talk groups that you mentioned. I see that the two talk groups for the East and West are separated by 32 instead of the normal 16. Are the other talk groups on that system separated by 32 as a normal spacing? And if so, no big deal. If they aren't and they are spaced by 16, then it makes me wonder, what are they going to put on the ones in between these two?
I cannot answer that question. I don't know. I've never really studied the system that closely, as much as the spacing would be. But I'll start looking at it, and if it is 16, then I will try and take a listen and see what's in the middle of that.
Yeah, sometimes they try to hide things in there. On the P25 situation, isn't it possible that they can encrypt the data stream itself? Could that be causing you a headache?
Okay, that's what I was thinking at first, was that they encrypted that. The other thing I've noticed too, it sounds like to me the simulcast and the data stream over several frequencies now. Before it was only 502.4. I haven't listened to it since before the air show, and I turned the radio back on last night and went through the bank, and there's maybe four other control channels that are now active. But I would guess they might have flipped the switch somewhere along the line. But I don't know if it's just me or not, because my Unitrunker isn't even doing the EDAC system. But, of course, I can scan that normally with normal radio. So there might be something on my end that's a little flaky. But the thing that I can rule out with that one, though, is I can decode the Suffolk County Motorola system as soon as I put the control channel on.
Well, at 9600 ports, you might need normal FM as your bandwidth rather than narrow. Because the higher the board rate, the wider the bandwidth is needed. Also, isn't the Nassau County system supposed to be zoned, from what I understand? If so, that would explain the four different control channels from, you know, what for each zone.
Yeah, you could be right on the new 7 megahertz system. I think it is zoned. Then that would be a definite move forward then on their part that they started simulcasting the where I was adding control channels. As far as doing the EDAC system, it's a tapped scanner, so there is no need to change the modulation on that one. And with the Pro 96, or the 296, I'm using the IF port in the front, so there's no tap on that one either.
Okay, these are just different things that are possibilities. Alright, well, maybe it's an encryption problem. You know, if they start encrypting the data stream, then all bets are off.
Right, so I'm just trying to figure out if something should change software-wise on my end, but I'm going to try a second PC with the same radio and see what happens with that one. Like I said, it was working at the end of May, so that's you know, kind of why I'm looking for a second person to go out there and so they can test it with some hardware, just to see if it's on my end or if it's like a more of a change on the system itself. I'm really hoping it's not encrypted, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay, and finally on the Belmont Stakes this Saturday, you tell me that you're not even going to try to pick up the microwave signals that ESPN's using from their airship.
I don't know if I've really people that will even do that one. I'm kind of looking at your thread right now, trying to see what the frequency would be. I wonder if my TGR-100 would do that.
I just found whatever I could last night and threw it into the messenger radio reference for you. Yeah, half of the goof, but you know, it was there. Yeah, I found out where they have a listing of all the different 2.5, 6.4, and 7 gigahertz microwave feeds for the broadcast industry, and there it was for ESPN, this up for Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure that putting in some of the media frequencies would be some of the director and the ISP, right, it's called. Frequencies might also help, I guess, but I'm trying to look more into the, you know, with the traffic, what's going on as far as keeping things in order. It was such a mess over there, maybe I'd take the ride out there, but I got trying to go in there. Any clue what if NYPD would be assisting, being that's right on the Cross Island, what they might decide to use? Would they use one of these citywide?
Well, if there's anything on the Cross Island Parkway, it would be Highway Patrol. I don't think it'd be anything more than that.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm not too up on NYPD. I mainly just stick to my side of the border. All right, thanks for the help, and I'm going to try and get the file on my decoding issues over here. And there may actually be something to try, too, with the DeWitt system, I guess, see what's in there, too, because you can definitely log and you can find out what's not coming up. You can see more hits at once. But I don't know if you've, that's something you have the ability to do. W2LIE, back to that.
Okay, as far as NYPD traffic, 470.8125. And if there are multiple units and they're going to go simplex to each other, you'd have to be relatively nearby to get them simplex. So they would be using... using TAC-G and TAC-H. TAC-G 473.6875 and TAC-H 473.7125.
Okay, yeah, those are all simplex ops, right? So I'm basically just better off sticking to the traffic frequency.
Yeah, that'd be best. That's from your house.
Okay.
Time now is 9:32. We'll stand by for any additional check-ins or additional traffic. This is N2, and I'll be with the shortwave scanner listeners then.
N2, VQQ with traffic.
Okay, so far as W2IWC, KC2NGU, N1MLZ with additional, and N2VQQ with traffic. Anybody else? Okay, let's continue. Thomas, you're up next. W2IWC, N2MLZ.
Good evening, Charlie, and everybody else on the net, WHYWC, Manhattan. 464.475, do you happen to know what's on that frequency, Charlie, that might be P25, or what's on that frequency anyway? I resurrected my old scanner file and uploaded it to the radio, and that frequency was in there, and I'd completely forgotten about it. And I can't seem to decode it, and I think it's P25. And one thing the GRE scanners are very good at is doing P25 stuff, so, and it won't decode it for love or money. I just hear the noise, the P25 noise. I'm wondering if you have a clue.
Doesn't sound familiar. Let's see. Got a search going on here. Mid-Hud Psychiatric Center in Ocean, in Orange County. The closest I can find around here. That might be. Greg,
PQQ,
does that sound familiar?
Charlie, they're conventional up there. They're not using P25 the last I monitored them, which was a number of months ago. They're analog, I should say.
Okay. Alright, I'm going to put that out in my notes, Don. If I'm able to find it, I'll shoot out an email to everybody.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Charlie. Well, don't go breaking your neck about it. I mean, I guess there's a slim possibility that it could be an image from some other place. I don't know, but I think I'm thinking back now, because it was a long time ago, I think one of the reasons I put that frequency in the scanner was because I happened upon it when I was tuning around with my Kenwood radio that I'm talking on now, the TMV-71A. So I don't know. I know it can't be the psychiatric center because I seriously doubt I could hear them from here, especially being at such a low altitude antenna-wise. But no big deal. Don't go breaking your neck about it. I meant to drop you an email about it today, but I got so busy I just didn't have a chance. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Back to net. Appreciate it. W-H-Y-W-C. And thank you, Mr. VQQ. Go ahead, Charlie.
And doing a quick look at the FCC database for just the state of New York alone, I see 102 separate entries, of which one of them is Newsday. So it could be just about anything. But if I see anything that... Oh, wait a minute. An active license for the city of New York, do it. Gee, I wonder which agency that's going to be.
Wow, do it?
channel?
Strange.
Yep, call sign WQG980, 75 watts. Doesn't look like it's a repeater, it just gives that one frequency as both fixed base and mobile. So I'm wondering what they're going to do with it. But just put that off on the side. Maybe we found something.
Very interesting. I knew a hound dog like yourself would figure it out. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Here we go. It's got an address at the transmitter, 535 East 80th Street. So it's not too far from where you are.
Yeah, that makes sense, Charlie. That would make sense. But for some reason, I can't decode it. I don't know if it's maybe a control channel or what the hell, but I don't see how it could be. But it just doesn't decode, and that's unusual for this radio. There's, you know, either it hears P25 and it decodes it, even when there's marginal, it'll kind of do it. But this just end up hearing the noise. So I don't know what's going on. Very interesting. Well, thank you very much. I think you hit it. I think you found it for sure.
And I'll do some cross-references to see what's at that address. Geez, not too far from Gracie Mansion. Anyway, a little bit of research. Okay, Don. Thanks for bringing that up. Let's see. Ralph, did you say you had traffic? KC2NGU on 20B.
KC2NGU, good evening. Yeah, Charlie. I had a curious question. Scanning on the, I got the frequencies for the marine radio from Midland Nautical or whatever model in the manual. Some of the frequencies I was scanning around channel 24 alpha, it's like C smart to VHF, and I noticed that some of the channels are duplex. Why is this? They have repeaters on the water and everything like that, or with no PL, or I'd like to know about that. Also, I have another question when I'm done with this one.
Well, the marine band channels that show two frequencies were actually for the ship-to-shore telephone. They were channels 24 through 28 and 84 through 88. Now, they took one of the channels and turned it into what's now known as AIS, which is sort of like GPS tracking for ships. But that's what they're originally used for, but from what I understand, at least in this area, we don't have any marine telephone operators still going on. Most people use their cell phones.
Yeah, copy that. But they have I thought they still use it. And one of the announcements said, key the microphone for 5 seconds and wait for an operator to come on the line. I just found it interesting. I was wondering what in the world it could be. Maybe they had but that makes sense. I almost forgot about the marine telephone. Because the question number two is, before the cable boxes are like now, they have that white card in there. They had the old ones. A few of my neighbors threw like two of them out a while, like a few weeks ago. They're like a foot by 8 inches about, rectangle, those set-top cable boxes. I think they're analog, and they only have mono audio output. Are you familiar with those? Or I tried to hook one up when I got out of the garbage, and it wasn't spinning out a signal on channel 3 or 4, only the AV. And I used to be able to use the old analog as a regular tuner, 2 to 13, the same frequency, but it's not working. How did those work, you know?
Well, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head because there's so many different models of cable boxes from multiple manufacturers, and over the past 10 years they've been switching from analog to digital tuners based upon the cable system. So I'm not sure what I can tell you. As far as an add-on card or something, it's probably an adjustable smart card so that only those who are authorized to receive the signal will actually be able to make use of the box.
Copy that. The one I have here is a general instrument by Geroid Communications. It's like, it has four F connectors on the back, two converter, 2K cable in, then cable in, and then 2TV. I try to use just the tuner portion, but channels 2, 13, and cable are the same as analog TV. It still didn't work as a tuner. That's what I mean.
I don't know. Maybe the addressable part with the security feature is keeping you from even using it as a tuner. I wouldn't know what to tell you unless I was able to see it or maybe get some documentation on that particular model box.
Copy that. I did an SEC ID search. It's like 10 years old, and I think it's like 213 the channel and all that. Long story short, I wanted to use it as a reverse RF modulator, like channel 3 in and then audio video output, like a regular RF modulator. I wanted to use it like reverse, like fit out of channel 3 and put audio video into it, so it doesn't work.
I'm not sure exactly what you're trying to accomplish, but a modulator, it depends on how it's set up. You know, not all of them work quite the same. They may not have the same features.
No problem. I was just like trying to, how do I put it? Like an RF modulator, convert audio video into a RF signal. I wanted to do the reverse. Thank you, Q and Q.
Okay, well, if you want, drop an email with the model number that you have. I'll do a research. I can dig up and get your answer back. How's that?
No problem. I can if I have time. Thank you, Q and Q. Thank you.
Okay, no problem, bro. All right, in order mode then. You said you had additional. That's what I'll be.
Yeah, Charlie, very good. I'm on the mode. How do you copy me, Charlie? Now.
That's better than before.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing several truck groups in the 6,000 range. 6128. I see himself as ERU, the emergency response unit, I don't know, but heard that. And 6144 and 6176, those three, they're pretty active on the 6000s there. I didn't see any 6000s on any of the lists, so I know it's working okay, because I heard the Parks 2416 comments. I think the system's working okay, but I got these three 6000 truck groups already.
The ones that I stumbled across from 6112 to 6288 have been simulcast. I think they're on the 800 system. You know, some of the DEP 12 groups that I think what you heard on 6128 was the HPD code enforcement group. What was the 12 group 8720 on the 800 system? Unless I look. I've locked them all out in my search list so that they're not constantly interrupting me. But hey, if you're able to pick them up and identify them, then you know that the radio is working. But that's what they are, and that's why I've locked out that entire range, 6112 to 6288.
Okay, Charlie, very good. I think you said that before. I missed the actual truck groups that you mentioned before, but these are them, okay. Very good. Yeah, I'll do the same thing. I'll lock those out. Well, they know it's working okay now. I don't need to hear the soundcast ones. We want to ID the new ones. Excellent, Charlie. Good to hear it's working good. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, Greg, you're up next. It's 2PQQ, that's what it'll be.
I'm mobile, so is W2LIE still on? I need a fill on the talk group numbers and identifiers for the Suffolk County that you found and the place, what is the place?
This is W2LIE. Which talk group are you looking for? He was looking for the Suffolk County talk group that you gave before. Okay. The Suffolk County, I guess it's EMS West, is 2448. That's 2448. The Suffolk County EMS East will be talk group 2416. That's 2416. The West has been active since June 1st,
and I haven't verified, but I was told that 2460 will be active shortly.
Greg, if that was you, it was Illinois. I think the wrong receiver set you up.
The question was, West is covering battalions 1 through 5?
Yeah, that's correct. They're covering divisions 1 through 5, and East will be 6 through 10.
Okay, and one last question. This will be a replacement for the old MCI channels, MCI 1 and 2, the VHF MCI?
This is replacement for the EMS. VHF frequencies. I believe the paging will still be. You're gonna make me challenge my memory here. I think it's 15528, I believe. But what these two talk groups are going to be replacing is 154.415.
Okay, understood. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. And good evening, Eddie Wright. Hope the twins aren't driving you into a crazy.
Charlie, sadly, I've never hoped to see them. Work, my responsibilities at work have been expanded. My next scheduled day off isn't projected until June 21st. I'm now doing the work of three people, it's nuts.
Gee. I would say they should give you three paychecks. But that, of course, that's me.
I wish. Anyway, that's the next. Thank you.
Okay, Greg. Give me a buzz sometime. I trust you still have my cell phone.
That's a problem.
Okay. Don't let them drive you nuts. All right. Any last-minute comments or questions before we wrap it up tonight? That's what I'll think. Okay. Two last pieces for me. One next Friday is June 12th. Unless they change it again last-minute in Congress, which those critters down in Washington, D.C. tend to do things on their own schedule for their own reasons. June 12th is the cutover to digital television for everybody. So, be prepared. If you start seeing anything strange going on either the analog or the digital channels, please drop an email. They'll get sent out to everybody. Second bit is on the radio reference. A group under the heading of HF Utility Stations. I've posted three questions asking people to supply whatever information they had on groups like the Civil Air Patrol, the three branches of MARS, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. All three of those groups have HF channels that are used. A lot of times, if you do hear about them, they will talk about channel designators, but not the frequency. And if you stumble across them on the radio, you'll know the frequency, but you don't know the channel designator. So my question to everybody was, you know, let's share the information. Maybe we can figure out the grid. And I've got some of them partially figured out. Others, I've got the frequencies, but no designators, vice versa. So anyway, there has been a couple of things thrown in there as far as the Civil Air Patrol is concerned. If you have any of that information, please participate on radio reference and submit the information. Or if you don't want to submit it out in the open like that, you want to do it anonymously, you can send me a personal email and I'll post it for you. And this way we all get to listen in and see what's going on out there. On the front of Mars, Navy Mars has announced that most likely they will be shutting down completely as of September 30th. Don't know what's going to happen. happened to the members or to the other two branches of Mars, Air Force and Army. So, as Bob Dylan said in his song back in the 60s, the times, they are changing. But the ancient Chinese curse is that you live in interesting times makes you wonder. Anyway, that will say 7-3, and we'll catch you all next week. Have a good one. This is N-20.